Hi. In this tutorial, I'll briefly summarize what you need to get Reaper going and how you go about making sure that it's all working. So, a fully accessible, fully functional version of Reaper should consist of, at the bare minimum, Reaper, of course. I don't think there's any reason not to install the 64-bit version. You can install a portable version or a full version. I prefer to install portable versions because it makes it easier for you to transport your settings between different devices. You can back stuff up really easily, and there it is all ready for you, including plugin presets and preference settings and so on your new system if you change computer. But a full install works just as well. So you need that. You need Asara, the corresponding 64 or 32-bit version of SWS as well, downloaded from their respective websites. And you can also get Raypak, which is a suite of additional scripts, JS plugins, and other functionality, which has some pretty nifty features in it. You can check that Asara is working simply by loading up Reaper and cursoring up and down, and you should hear it say no tracks in its default configuration. You can check SWS is working. The way I tend to do this is by pressing F12, which toggles your shortcut help. That's like Reaper's training mode, so you can bash a key or a key combination and see what it does. And pressing Ctrl+Alt+Space. That's an SWS command which allows you to play selected items once. If SWS is incorrectly installed, then there'll be no voice feedback when you press that key combination with shortcut help enabled. So the first things you're going to want to do, assuming that your install of Reaper is completely fresh, are you're going to want to set your preferences. There's a huge preference tree which is accessed by pressing Ctrl+P, a project properties dialog that's accessed by pressing Alt+Enter, and an Asara preferences dialog that's accessed by pressing Ctrl+F12. Now, while the settings within the project properties dialog are, as the name suggests, project specific, you can save the settings that you create in there as your default project settings, so they will apply to all your projects by default. In preferences, of course, probably the most important thing you're going to want to set are your device settings. And one thing I will mention here is that if you're having any kind of gravelly sound from Reaper, you might want to check the value in the edit box that comes after your number of buffers. That should be a multiple of 2. Some systems might be able to handle 64, 128, 256. And the higher that number is, the easier a time Reaper will have of running at the expense of latency. So you need to decide how much you care about latency. Hold it. It's important to bear in mind that that was recorded with certain Windows audio subsystems in mind, such as Wave Out or Direct Sound. For WASAPI or ACO, which is the professional standard that interfaces and mixers and professional sound cards are going to use, the box is going to look slightly different, and you're going to be looking for something like block size. But again, the numbers are going to be in multiples of 2. Now, if it's been a while since you've used Reaper and you want to refresh your memory of how you do certain things, there's a number of ways you can do this. We've mentioned, of course, the shortcut help. You can also go to the actions list and you can type in a keyword into the filter that will appear. So let's say you want to know how to remove a marker from your project. So you might type delete marker, you might type remove marker, and you can immediately press cursor down and there'll be a list of actions that come up. And that will remind you how to do things, and you might find useful actions with which there isn't currently a shortcut associated. And you can go to the add button and add your own key binding, and it will warn you if that key binding conflicts with an existing one in your key map, which, by default will be the Asara keymap. Something important to bear in mind if you are installing a new version of Asara into an established version of Reaper is that if you set it to install the Asara keymap during the installation process, it's going to annihilate any custom shortcut bindings that you have created. So you might want to manually import the keymap later. And the way you do that is you find your Asara keymap or whatever keymap it is that you want to import, right click it, so press Shift F10 or Applications key from the File Explorer, press A for Copy as Path, and then you want to go into Reaper, you want to press F4 to access the actions list, and you want to tab to the keymaps button, and you want to go import, and you want to paste that path in and press enter, and that keymap will be imported. And you can test that by enabling the shortcut mode and using an action that you know is in that new keymap, typing a key combination and seeing if it responds with the expected behavior. You can also view a dynamically generated list of shortcut keys by pressing Shift F1, and that'll give you an overview of everything that you can do. And that's an HTML file which updates every time you add a new shortcut. You can find a shortcut in the actions list. So you can search for shortcuts. You might press shortcut in this dialog and it will come up with the action associated with it so that you can map it to another shortcut or unbind that shortcut if that's what you want to do. And that's pretty much how to get yourself oriented